Before Michael Bourne headed to Montreal, he was in New York, catching the latest interactive production of Sweeney Todd. And while he didn't have one of the meat pies available, he did love the experience.
Last season at the theater, I attended a variety of shows that meant nothing to me. But I attended also shows that reminded me why I fell in love with the theater, especially musical theater, especially the revival of Carousel and The Prince of Broadway, a show celebrating Hal Prince, producer and director of so many great shows, including Sondheim's Sweeney Todd. I absurdly missed last season the off-Broadway revival of Sweeney Todd that's recently played its 500th performance at the Barrow Street Theater. Four actors have played Sweeney Todd. Three actors have played Mrs. Lovett. 34,000 meat pies actually have been served to and eaten by the audience in the cheap-looking diner that's now a stage for the revival directed by Bill Buckhurst for the Tooting Arts Club Theatre of London. Meat pies that in the musical are cooked from the ground meat of Sweeney's victims. Tom Sesma is a tragic Sweeney Todd, though his madness is often whimsical. Sally Ann Triplett is Mrs. Lovett, and is also darkly funny, yet also sweetly heartbreaking. Everyone else changes characters deftly, often meandering on the tabletop. Sweeney even sings into the faces of the audience, faces he also offers deadly shaves to. Sondheim's music is amazingly adapted to a trio of piano, violin, and clarinet, a trio that sounds nonetheless thrillingly orchestrated. I'm also and always amazed at how differently the Barrow Street Theater, that seats maybe 100 folks, is reconstructed into often surreal realities. I've attended umpteen productions, including the Broadway premiere of Sweeney Todd, and I especially enjoyed this imaginative and gruesomely delightful demon barber of Fleet Street on Barrow Street. I'm Michael Bourne.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd. His skin was pale. Did Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street. He kept a shop in London town, of fancy clients of good renown. And what if none of their souls were saved? They went to the maker in back of the shade by Sweeney. The demon barber of Fleet Street. His needs were few and his shop was bare.